Let's get started.
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you for joining us for today's meeting of the California Massage Council's workers. Today is July 27, 2020, and this meeting is being recorded. Be mindful of the background, note your phones until the chair recognizes you here and invite public comment prior to the board's vote. The role board and senior staff, please confirm that you're in attendance when I call your name. Ron Bates.
Here.
Alice Budlong.
Here.
Mike Kelly. Mark Dixon.
Present.
Shana Faber.
Present.
Lambert. Michael Merrill.
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Brett Murray.
Present.
Steph Powell. Tracy Ryan.
Here.
Sean Tulies.
Present.
Jeff.
Here. Could someone please stop that dog from barking? Mute your phone.
I am guilty. He stopped. I'm okay. Sorry about that.
Thank you. It's tough to keep control of those dogs.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to welcome everyone. We have a quorum.
Excuse me. Dr. Foreman, may I please finish?
Yes, go ahead, John.
There are 9 board members in attendance. I'm going to also call the senior staff. Amos Natanel.
Here.
Beverly May.
Here.
Jill England.
Here.
Alice Stiegel.
Here.
Rick McElroy.
Here.
Joe Bob Smith.
Here.
Roberta Rolnick.
Here.
Jennifer Schwartzel. My name is John Walters. I'm also here. We have 8 senior staff in attendance for the record. I will now turn over the call to CEO Board, Dr. Jeff Foreman.
Thank you, John. I'd like to welcome everyone to this special board meeting. And I'd also like to welcome Tracy Ryan, appointed by the California Affairs. I could not hear. There was a lot of static and barking on the call. Is Tracy with us today?
I am.
Thank you, Tracy. I didn't hear that. Welcome to the board. Looking forward
to
working with you. And before we begin, I would like to ask each board or staff member that's going to speak to identify yourself to the public before you, because we can't see you. We'd like you to identify yourself so we know who's speaking. And I'd appreciate that. And the rules of debate, only one item. The item on the floor is discussed. One person speaks at a time. Identify yourself. And you have 2 minutes to speak, once on each motion, with 3 from supporting and 3 on opposing sides. And then we will ask for public comments and then go to a vote. Now, you can't raise your hand, so we'll give you each a chance to voice your opinions when you want to speak, because I can't see your hands, okay? So let's just try to keep some semblance of order. These have been difficult times. so much has happened since our last February board meeting, and I know everyone's grappling with the challenges facing all of us. This pandemic has been absolutely awful, and we still have a long road ahead of us that will test our physical, mental, and emotional resiliency. I would like to take the year 2020 and erase it. Can we get rid of this year, please? Mm-hmm. I understand how many of our stakeholders feel, and I share many of their frustrations, particularly the students. They're caught in limbo because of the pandemic. Today's meeting is not a regular board meeting. We decided to call this meeting less than 2 weeks ago to specifically address a critical problem facing these students who are enrolled in CAMTC-approved programs. This is why the agenda focuses on a single issue that requires the immediate attention of the board. And Amos, could you give us some background information, please?
Sure, sure. Yes, thank you, Jeff. I'm Amos Nathaniel, CEO. So we've had many, many discussions, constructive discussions with the schools, and the policy that we are presenting to you today captured the idea that it is possible for the board to stick to its mission of public protection and at the same time be cognizant of these very critical challenges that schools and students are facing at this time. We've had last-minute recommendation that we received from one of our board members, Allison Badlong, that staff is recommending to incorporate into this document. I asked our director of operation to forward it to the board 15 or 20 minutes ago. So if you have an opportunity to check in your inbox, you will see the revised document. So I'd like to call your attention to Section 10 of the proposed policy, and you will see in the 7th bullet point, we added a sentence. Prior to that amendment, it says, confirmation that the school is maintaining photo or video evidence confirming the hands-on hours of attendance as part of each student's permanent record. What we are recommending to add to this is the following sentence, or provide class access information in advance of the class occurring to CMTC. So what staff board is to adopt this policy with this most recent amendment.
Thank you. And you've all read this amendment to the policies and procedures. Is there anyone considering making a motion to the board?
Jeff, would you like us to do that now or just wait to amend the final motion to include this? This is Ron.
Yes, Ron. Well, I, you know, not belaboring the point, do we want to just... I think we could discuss the pros and cons if a motion is made.
Okay, I'll move approval.
Mark Dixon will second.
Thank you. And speaking for this motion.
Jeff, it's...
Point
Jeff,
of clarification, it's, Chairman Foreman.
Yes.
Are we allowed to ask questions?
Who is this speaking, please?
I'm sorry, this is Bernadette Murray.
Bernadette, yeah, you can ask questions. We have a motion on the floor.
Jeff, it's Jill England. Can you hear me? Sorry,
yes,
Bernadette.
Jill, please.
For the record, since we can't see each other, what's the motion? Is it just on the one point, or is Ron raised? Is it a motion on the whole, all the amendments to the document? I'm still not clear.
Okay. Ron, could you state the motion, please?
Right. Jeff, it was at this point just to amend, and it just added or provide class access information in advance of the class occurring to Camtech. So it was just on this specific.
Oh, okay.
And then at the appropriate time, it can be as amended. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, this is Ambos. I'd like to just comment on this just to
yes, help. Please.
Okay. So so the motion is to the original motion that I believe, Ron, you have, but then you simply add to it as amended.
Correct. At the time, we're ready to make almost a motion on the whole suggested procedure.
Correct.
I guess that's where I'm unclear. Is it a motion to add it to the slate of amendments on the other document, or is it a motion to actually approve this little piece of it?
No, the motion is to adapt the entire document and the previous actions that were taken, but adapt the document as amended with the addition that I read this morning.
Okay, I didn't think that's what Ron said, but that's, yeah.
Okay. Jill, for discussion purposes, Jill, then let me put the whole a motion on the floor, and the whole motion would read, move to ratify the coronavirus COVID-19 contingency plan for school documents dated March 12, 2020, March 27, 2020, and May 11, 2020, and to approve the temporary policy to accept distance learning as amended.
Thank you.
Now, Bernadette, what question do you have?
Pardon, yes, I do have a question. Thank you for recognizing me, Chairman Foreman. Just a point of inquiry, is the second to Ron's motion acceptable to the revised motion that he just put forth? That would be Mr. Dixon.
You were breaking up, Bernadette. Mark, did you hear that?
Mark, are you muted?
Yes, it's acceptable.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I heard you say that, but you're breaking up a little when you speak.
Okay. My question is it's a process question, Chairman Foreman. Could you help me understand why this document or these proposed amendments were not reviewed by the school advisory committee before coming forth to the board? I ask because there's some parts of the language that I'm a little bit concerned about in terms of the timelines. And it would have been helpful to get some input from the school advisory committee.
The school advisory committee has not met. And we had to move. And we did not have a meeting of the school advisory committee.
Pardon me, sir, but with all, okay, thank you. In that case, I would like to ask to make a substitute motion to the maker of the motion. I would like to divide the question and have one motion for ratifying the contingency plan prior to that were put forth by staff as emergency measures prior to today's board meeting, and then have as a separate motion the board's approval of the temporary amendments as presented in this document today.
This is Ron. Bernadette, yes. I'm not quite sure what you're suggesting. If you're suggesting that we go ahead and approve this now and put it into effect, because I think timing is the issue, trying to get this in effect as soon as possible to give the students some security. So if that's what you're suggesting, but then after we do this, take it back for any refinements to the education committee prior to reviewing it again at our next board meeting, I don't see an issue with that. But I think the idea is to get this in place as soon as possible to give the students and schools some guidance in moving forward in this very difficult time.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that, and I will go with that. Aye, aye, sir.
Okay, so moving forward with the motion as amended, who would like to speak in favor of this motion?
Jeff, I think I just did, and mm-hmm. I think it's pretty self-evident, and I would just say I appreciate the work of staff and working with as many of the schools as possible to try to come up with this document that will help the students and the schools going forward. So I think it makes sense, and it's a good step for us to take in the right direction.
And speaking against this motion, thank you, Ron.
This is John Lambert. I have a question. How will this affect students that want to apply for board certification through the National Certification Board? Because I believe they have a distance learning requirement of 200 hands-on hours.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Joe Bob, do you want to address that?
Sure. This will definitely affect students, anybody else that has a requirement, whether they're applying for an out-of-state license or NCB, anyone else, they will have to work with that organization on whether or not they will allow hands-on distance learning, either as they're in general or, of course, a lot of organizations and states are allowing it temporarily during this time. But they will have to, this is for CAMTC, each person, if they want to apply for something else, will have to work with that organization or state.
But the schools know that there's a 200-hour minimum requirement for board certification for the National Certification Board.
I can't speak for all 70-plus schools that we have, okay. So I don't know if they share that information or not. I mean, we certainly have some schools that are proponents and push for national certification. There's probably some schools that couldn't even tell you what NCBTMB stands for. So I'm sure there's a lot of variance out there.
John, I spoke to Donna from the National Certification Board the other day, and she told me that many states are taking measures to help the students get through during this time of pandemic. So I really think that there's going to be some leniency from the National Certification Board in regards to distance learning. And if you look at the provisions of this motion, this reverses once the pandemic is over. So desperate times. That's what we're doing, and we're trying to help the students and the schools.
Chairman Furman, this is Amos Nathaniel. I recommend that prior to going further that you clarify that everybody understand what they are voting on and what the motion on the table is.
Okay.
There's a substitute motion on the table.
Right.
It did not get a second.
Correct.
Okay, that needed to be clarified. So that died for lack of a second?
Right. So we're back to the main motion, Jill, as amended.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want me to read that? Yeah.
Yes, please.
Motion to ratify the Corona COVID-19 contingency plan for schools document dated March 12th, March 27th, and May 11th, and to approve the proposed temporary policy to accept interactive distance learning as amended. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's amended with the suggestion from Allison.
Okay. And hearing no opposition to this motion as amended, I would like to ask for public comments, and if with public comments, please identify yourself if you desire. It's not required. Public comments, please.
Chairman Foreman, I'd like to make a comment. This is Tim Beitzer, co-owner and president of National Holistic Institute.
Hi, Tim.
Hello. First off, I just want to thank you, Joe Bob, and Amos for your responsive and understandable and thoughtful approach to this emergency measure, and then Amos in taking the lead and working with multiple schools, including National Holistic Institute. It was a difficult process, but I feel like you threaded the needle with the number one priority of keeping public safety at the fore of your thinking here. I won't get into the details on just how dire the situation is for massage therapy students in schools in the state of California, but it really comes down to two different pathways and the decision that the board is faced with. Number one, if this isn't passed, most, if not all, massage therapy schools will go by the wayside, go out of business. It is that difficult of a situation. And reverting back to the pre-CAMTC underground ways, which I don't think anybody wants to head towards, and of course public safety from that standpoint is just unmanageable. The yes vote, there's certainly no guarantee that schools can survive, but it does give us a pathway to survival and our students a pathway towards certification and moving on towards a career in massage therapy while protecting the public. So with that, I respectfully ask the board's consideration and the yes votes on this emergency policy. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Any more public comments, please?
This is Vajra Matuso from Diamond Light School of Massage and Healing Arts, and I want to second everything that the previous speaker said. I do have a concern about the timeline. If I might not be understanding it correctly, but if this is saying that as soon as in-person learning is allowed, that this will be nullified, I have some concern about that because it will, of course, be considerable effort and expense to move all our hands-on classes to online, which we are more than happy to do for the reasons just mentioned. But if a week later, in-person learning becomes allowed again, if that nullifies this option, that could end up being very problematic for schools to then have to cancel those online classes that were in progress and then revert back to whatever requirements are going to be implemented for in-person learning under the new circumstances. To me, it would make more sense to have a particular time frame during this, you know, where this would be guaranteed, for instance, until the end of the year, so we don't have a surprise where suddenly in-person classes are allowed again and we can no longer continue the process we've started of moving these classes online.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else, please?
Jeff, this is Allison Siegel. Would you like Joe Bob to address her concern, maybe?
Allison, this is Amos. This is just public comments and not Q&A. So.
Okay.
This is Katie Mickey, a public comment. I'm the director of the Santa Barbara Body Therapy Institute, and I will echo both of the previous school owners. I have been in conversation about this last issue brought up by the Diamond School about the value of the distance learning is actually providing a really valuable tool to reach our student body, making it more useful for them to go through massage education and for the theory hours. So that was my recommendation, to keep that theory hours available for us online and not need to have those expire in any kind of 30-day time frame. And so my understanding is that there might be some flexibility around that. That would be my hope. Because, like I said, if I've rolled somebody out of the area in the distance learning, it would be very awkward to have them all of a sudden have to be needing to attend immediately. So that would be my hope, that we could have some flexibility.
Thank you for your comments. We appreciate them. Any more public comments, please? Last chance. Anyone else for public comments?
This is Stephanie Collins. I'm from McKinnon Body Therapy Center, and I just want to reiterate the previous comments and the appreciation for putting these policies together and making distance learning available to schools. And I also want to express as well the importance of distance learning and the possibility of that continuing on past this crisis in some capacity where information would be allowed and available to students who are not always able to be in the classroom, even if it's lecture material that would be made available, and keeping this program available as a hybrid for students in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. More public comments, please.
This is Laura Embleton, the National Government Relations Director for ABMP. Thank you so much for talking about this today. As you have noted, many states are looking at this. There's a number of states, and I don't have that number in front of me right now, I apologize, that have distance learning allowed as just part of their regular curriculum, but there are many more states that are coming online with looking at distance learning, and then looking at how, if people are being mobile and moving from state to state, how to count hours and stuff like that. So everybody's in it, and I appreciate that you guys are taking a look at this. So thank you.
Thank you. More public comments, please.
Cassandra Wong, San Diego, California. I'd like to be acknowledged.
Excuse me? We're having
Cassandra
difficulty hearing
Wong.
You.
Cassandra Wong, San Diego, California. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm Cassandra Wong from San Diego. Yes, I would like to see more distance learning be available. I don't believe this will be our last pandemic, and I think it sort of gives the schools a way to ensure smooth transitioning if this type of structure is in place and everybody is familiar with it, instead of just being something that's implemented in an emergency situation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Jason Ritchie from the American Massage Therapy Association, and I'll just echo Laura's comments that there are several states that are temporarily revising their rules to allow hands-on to be distance learning. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that desires to make a public comment? Last chance. Oh, okay, hearing none, let's call for a vote, please.
Jeff, this is Amos Netanel. I'd like to request that prior to going to a vote, that we ask our special counsel, Allison Siegel, just to make a correction in regard to an assertion which was made earlier during public comment period regarding the policy. Allison, would you please address that?
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Amos. I just want to bring everyone's attention to page one of the temporary policy paragraph with the number one. And
crazy.
I'm sorry?
Give us a second to get there, Allison.
Sure, no worries.
What is the page in the agenda?
Let me see. I'm looking at the actual policy. Let me find the page number in the board packet. It is page 9 of the board packet. And
thank
it's
you.
The first, you're welcome. It's the first numbered paragraph on the bottom of that page. And I just wanted to clarify to make sure that everyone understands that the policy will be in effect as described here in the policy. I'm just going to read this. The temporary policies described herein expire 30 days after the date that the state and the health department for the county in which the school is located allows in-person classes to resume. So it has to be both things, both the state and the local county health department where the school is located will have to allow classes to resume, and then the policy will expire 30 days after that. Thank you, Amos. That's all I needed to clarify.
Jeff, this is Ron. Just a question for either for Amos potentially. What are the length of the ordinarily length of most of these classes, and will 30 days be sufficient after that happens to complete a class that's already in the process of being done online?
Well, they vary, and I'm going to ask Joe Bob actually to address that. But the 30 days heads up is actually more than that, because typically when we come to a point where the state of California will allow a higher education, then we will have to wait and see when the county where that program is actually being given also will allow that. Only after both the state and the county say yes to higher education, then 30 days after that, this is when this program is no longer applicable. Joe Bob, do you want to address the question pertaining to the length of the classes?
Sure. This is Joe Bob. So just to get our terminology that we use, so the program is the entire program that's 500 hours or in some cases more. Those range anywhere from 4 months to sometimes about 12 months. 4 months is about the shortest that you can accomplish it, and then they can go as long as 12 months. Sometimes they can go even longer. So that's what you're sort of looking at. So if you sort of think in terms 500 hours can be completed in 4 months, that kind of gives you an idea. Within the program, then there's courses, anatomy, physiology, Swedish, sports, Thai, whatever may be the subject. So those are broken down into their various courses. And then, of course, each course has its daily class. So typically, and there's programs that are linear, there's modular, so there's a lot of different ways to answer the question. But typically, a course within a program is probably not going to go on for most programs longer than a month. So whether it's modular or linear, they're probably going to be done with it. And given the heads up, they're going to be given a heads up by either the state or the county, depending on where they are, that they're able to resume classes. And then again, they've got until both their county and the state agree to lift that, and then they have 30 days from that point. So so in most cases, they're going to have longer than 30 days because they're either the county or the state's going to lift first, and then they wait for the other one, and then you add 30 days to that time, and that should cover usually, you know, at least, you know, a fourth of the program or something like that at that point from the time that both lift.
Thank you, Joe Bob. Hey, one other question to go along with that. It's fair to say that at some point, the education committee and the council could take up the issue of distance learning, but that's really a separate issue from what we're discussing today.
Yes, this is Joe Bob again. So, yes, that would be a separate issue.
This is Mark Dixon. I have a question which takes the form of an observation. We obviously have a lot of people on this body, in this body, and also calling in, who know a lot about education in California, a lot about hands-on and interactive distance learning education. We know that some involves lecture, some involves hands-on. I have some concerns as to whether the government will, when it opens up in-person classes to higher education, is not sensitive to that and does not understand. We will not be able to socially distance if that's what they require. It requires touch on the body. This is a distinction that may continue to place students and the people they work on in class at risk. And do we have some latitude? So the question is, do we have some latitude as to how quickly we respond to the state and counties opening up, or does this motion bind us to opening up schools once the state and county say it's all right? Do we have any latitude about that, Joe Bob or Jeff?
I suggest we take this up at our September board meeting, and we will discuss that more in detail.
Thank you.
So, at this point in time, can I call for a vote, please, on the motion as amended?
Ron Bates.
Aye.
Allison Budlong.
Yes.
Mark Dixon.
Yes.
Shana Faber. Shana Faber.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Shana.
Okay, sure.
Has joined us, Heather Forshee.
Yes.
I heard John Lambert has joined us. John Lambert.
Yes.
Michael Marylander.
Yes.
Bernadette Murray.
Yes.
Tracy Ryan.
Yes.
Sean Tumiz.
Yes.
Jeff Foreman.
Yes. The motion passes. And since there are no other agenda items, I would like to adjourn this meeting.